Good Monday morning, church. It is so good to be with you today. We have just celebrated the greatest celebration in the church calendar, and that is the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. And the next several weeks are held most holy in the organized church. So today we are going to be reading Psalm 62. Again, God's saving word is prayer. And today's psalm begins with the writer expressing complete trust in God, even when experiencing adversity. The writer warns against depending on violence and riches, and he affirms that salvation is dependent on God alone. So this is Psalm 62, confidence in God's protection. I wait patiently for God to save me. I depend on Him alone. He alone protects me and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. How much longer will all of you attack someone who is no stronger than a broken down fence? You only want to bring him down from his place of honor. You take pleasure in lies. You speak words of blessing, but in your heart you curse him. I depend on God alone. I put my trust in him. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. My salvation and honor depend on God. He is my strong protector. He is my shelter. Trust in God at all times, my people. Tell him all your troubles, for he is our refuge. Human beings are all like a puff of breath. Great and small alike are worthless. Put them on the scales and they weigh nothing. They are lighter than a mere breath. Don't put your trust in violence. Don't hope to gain anything by robbery. Even if your riches increase, don't depend on them. More than once I have heard God say that power belongs to Him and that His love is constant. You yourself, O Lord, reward everyone according to their deeds. And today's key verse is Psalm 62, verse 5. I depend on God alone. I put my hope in Him. What the writer tells us to tell God all of our troubles. If you were to listen to the psalmist and go to God with your troubles, what might you discuss with him? What is important enough to steal your joy or steal your peace? Because it's important enough to take it to God. Let's pray. Lord God, you are my defender, protector, shelter, and refuge. I depend on you alone, O God, and place my hope and trust in you. When I am troubled and burdened with worry, I can turn to you, gracious God, trusting in your care and constant love. Amen. Well, this brings our time on Monday morning to an end. And as I say all the time, keep your eyes open for your miracle. Don't be like Peter and John, who went to the grave of Jesus and looked in to see that, in fact, the body of Christ was missing, but they didn't see the miracle. They didn't see the two angels sitting there. So keep your eyes open and ready for God's miracle.